And now, back to the news. We now have some food stories from the evening news. Nigella Lawson was in Norwich this week, and she warmly endorsed a cake sold in Norwich Market. Cookery workshops are about to be launched across Norfolk to cut down on food waste, and chefs from a range of care homes have got together for a study day, aiming to put food first for their residents.
A television chef, who's considered cooking royalty by millions of people, has given her endorsement to a cake sold on Norwich Market. Dozens of people were at Jarrell's this week for a book signing by domestic goddess Nigella Lawson. And one of her fans in the queue was Madeleine Hutt. The pastry chef runs the Jakey LeBakey stall on the City Market with Jake Gower. And when her time came to finally meet Miss Lawson, she asked her to bring her some of her bakes. "Nigella is a hero to my pastry chef, Madeleine," said Mr. Gower. Maddie told Nigella she had been baking that morning, just in general chit-chat, and Nigella joked that she hadn't brought her any. But as she was going to Ely and wouldn't have time to come to the market, Maddie took them to her. Miss Hutt brought the award-winning writer some honey and vanilla madeleines, a cake which originated from northeastern France, and Miss Lawson enjoyed them so much she used Twitter to praise the pair, and she later asked them to share her recipe with her.
Cookery workshops, shopping advice sessions and community fridges are set to be launched across Norfolk as the fight to cut food waste is stepped up. The Norfolk Waste Partnership has received a grant of almost £50,000 from Sainsbury's to help tackle this issue. Every year, 63,000 tonnes of food are wasted in the county, enough to fill 140 Boeing 747 aeroplanes. John Fisher, the chairman of the Norfolk Waste Partnership, said the average family throws away £700 worth of food a year. By receiving this grant funding from Sainsbury's, we can offer advice to inspire householders to cut down on their waste and save on their food bills. The money will see discovery communities set up in Watton, Thorpe St Andrew, Downham Market, Fakenham, Heartsease, Cossey and Shrublands, near Great Yarmouth. They will include free cookery workshops and food saver pop-up events offering advice on shopping, storage and meal planning. There will also be community fridges where residents can donate food rather than throw it out, with the first launched at Wayland House in Watton last week. It comes after Norwich County Council launched its Plan, Eat, Save campaign last year. More than 500 households have now signed up to take part in the food waste challenge.
Chefs and carers from a range of care homes caring for the elderly, for those living with dementia and for those with learning difficulties joined together for a study day aiming to put food first for residents. NHS clinical commissioning groups from North Norfolk, South Norfolk, Norwich and West Norfolk worked together with the Assembly House in Norwich to organise an educational hands-on workshop day, providing innovative and fresh ideas to care home cooks. And it all had the aim of encouraging care homes to look at how they can adapt their menus to suit residents' needs, instead of using oral nutritional supplements. The event included mocktail making with researchers in hydration care from the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences at UEA to boost fluid intake in a fun and inspiring way. Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust community mental health nurses Kathy Arbuthnot-Jones and Debbie Thompson spoke about promoting good nutrition for people living with dementia, and there was an interactive cooking demonstration with locally renowned chef Richard Hughes to introduce new flavours and increase calorie intake in a controlled and nutritional way.
The second feature has been written by Neil Hoverson. He got into trouble with the washing line. Here is Ree Chakrabarty to tell us more.